This week is Parshas Vayelech. Okay, this year we broke it up. It was a short parsha last week. Short parshas. The hard people, you know, people think that for about Kriya, you know, oh, so easy. It's so easy. You only leave one parsha. It's not so easy. Just because you laid last week only parshas Nitzavim, it's very hard. Just some people, at least. I don't know. Maybe there are some real pros. Okay, in any event, the trap is very, very difficult sequences of trap. Trap normally has a certain, you know, flow. There are certain parshios that have a very difficult sequence of ta'ameh ha-mikra, which demand a lot more CPU usage to keep cheshbon. But anyway, we have a beautiful parsha, v'yelech Moshe v'yedaber sadevar mo'ilel el kol Yisrael. This year, parshas Shabbos Shuva is Parshas Vayelech. More often, Shabbos Shuva is Parshas Hazinu. The Shira of Hazinu, which is a very powerful Musar. The Shira of Hazinu is a history of the world. And history, the major chunk of that history is focused on our shortcomings, on Musar. Okay, maybe we'll talk about that soon. But I want to talk about another idea, how it relates to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where Moshe, the opening of the parasha begins, Vayelech Moshe, Vayidaber, Esadavar Mo'ile, El Kol Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, and he says to them the following, Ben Me'o Ve'esrim Shono Onochi Hayoim. Today is my birthday. Today I am 120 years old, and no one even brought me a cake. 120 years old. I heard that one of Aaron Shechter, he was like 92 or something, in Kimaris, one of his shamoshim brought him a birthday cake. With candles. With candles, right? 90 something candles? Whatever. Blow it out and make a wish. Okay, but...
What did he say? What did Rabbi say?
But the Baal Tzvi, the Chaim of Noch Mayer for you, when's his birthday? Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's his day. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Hashgacha brought this. The Baal Tzvilin Chaim Berlin.
Oh.
The Baal Musaf. The Baal Musaf was born on Yom Kippur. He knew when to be born. That's his day. He does an avoda. He davens.
Woo. He doesn't have to worry about getting a cake.
He's not going to get a cake on his birthday. Amazing Hashgacha brought this. Birthday, there's a lot in the birthday. But any event, Moshe says that today I'm 120 years old. It was obviously Zayin Ador. And Hashem said to me, Loi uchal oi lotzeis v'lovoi v'Hashem amar elai, Loi salvor es hayardein hazeh. Rashi, Pasuk Beis says, Onochi hayoim. Rashi over here says, what's the word hayoim? What is Moshe? I am ben me'o ve'esrim shana, 120 years, Onochi hayoim. Rashi, hayoim molu yomai, Rashi says there are two parts to life. There are days and there are years. And then Rashi says, "Biyoim ze noiladiti," on this day I was born. "Biyoim ze," and on this day almost I will die. Strange Rashi. What does Rashi have to elaborate? What's going on over here in this Rashi? Rashi just said, today, hayom molu yomai ushnosai. Finished. What does Rashi add after his introduction? Biyoim ze noiladiti. Well, obviously, if today is your birthday, that means you were born today. If today you are mashlim 120 years, so then biyoim ze noiladiti uviyoim ze omus. Now, by the way, it's not that one question is really it's not true, because the person's last day is the day before. When was Moshe Rabbeinu born? Was Moshe Rabbeinu born on Zayin Adar, or was he born on Ches? The truth is, a complete year ends the day, the calendar day before. And even for bar mitzvah, there's a big bar mitzvah boy. When is a boy bar mitzvah? Halacha l'maisa, 13 years and one day. Because when is 13 years? 13 years really is the day before. If a bar mitzvah boy is born on Zayin Adar, then he is mashlim 13 years on Vav Adar. Vav Adar is when 13 years of his life are complete.
If you count it by days, but if you count it by minutes and hours, it's exactly.
Oh, so in Echnami, there are some poskim who hold that a boy should put on that he's chayv in all mitzvahs. We don't paskin like this, but there are definitely rishonim that say that the boy is bar mitzvah on the day before on the calendar. If the boy is born, let's say at 12 o'clock on 12 p.m. on a Zion Adar, he becomes bar mitzvah at 12:01 Vav Adar, 13 years later.
No,
that's already you've already finished. That's already the next day. You're now into the next day. You've completed 13 years. We call a boy who's 13. The truth is, he's not. He's in his 14th year.
Right.
Once you come to your birthday, the anniversary of the day that you were born on, you have now entered into your 14th year. I like to tease little children. How old is the new baby? How old are you? I'm 3 years old. Wow. How old is the new baby? The baby is a few days old. Is it 8 days old? How many years? If you're 3 years, how many years is the baby?
You're so mean.
0 years old. The baby is 0 years. You can't. That's not nice to say someone is 0 years old. So what do you say? The baby is now in his first year. The baby is born, and now he's now living in his first year of life. When you, because you can't go say that a baby is 0 years old. It's crazy. The baby is 0 years old. So when you become 3 years old, you're now in your fourth year. So the truth is, a bar mitzvah boy, if you want to follow the minute, a boy is born on Zion Adar at 12 p.m., he finishes 13 years old on Vav.
No.
Yes, on Vav Adar.
The same time.
No. How long is he? May Ace Lace. It's not the same time. You're already into the next. Let's look at it like this. A boy is born, when is a bris meal? On the eighth day, right? A boy is born on Sunday. When's the bris?
Sunday.
Why? Why is Sunday?
It's a week old on the seventh.
It's only 1 week. It's only Sunday to Sunday. When we look at Sunday next week, today is Sunday, in 1 week from now, on next Sunday, we'll have a party. Today is Monday. In our minds, when we talk about, when we come to the same moment in time, we always refer to the same day. Today's Monday, so we'll meet again in 1 week, next Monday. No, the week ends, next Monday is you're into the next week. It's 8 days. Bris Milah is on the 8th day, it's always the same day of the week.
When you're 13 years old, you have to complete 13 years?
Yes.
So if you want to go from minute to minute.
It has to be the same exact time you were born.
So when was the person? I don't want to dwell on this. This is not our point. Let us go for it. I want to say an idea. Rashi over here is not precise. Rashi says biyoim ze. First Moshe, I'm exactly 120 years old. If you're exactly 120 years old, then it's not the day that you were born. It's not hayoim. Rashi is not correct. Hayoim molu yomai. Today my days are complete. Ushnoisai. So what does that mean? That means that today is vav Adar. If Moshe was born, for argument's sake, on Zion Adar at 12 p.m., and today my days are complete, I am now completed 120 years, that means it's now Vav Adar. 120 years later, my Shnoisai are complete. Hayoim Malu Yomai Ushnoisai. My days and years are complete. That means, if you take this very literally, if Moshe was born on Adar at 12 p.m., so Moshe's Yomai Ushnoisai are complete on Vav Adar, 12 p.m., 120 years later. Isn't that correct? Or am I asking, is that correct? Okay, so
let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born 10 a.m. Zion Adar.
Okay.
So 10 a.m. Zion Adar is when the year is full.
That's one year and one day.
That's day
one. That's
what I've been saying.
10 a.m.
That's one day. You're already now.
When the kid is born, we say he's 1 day old because he's born today.
Right. Yes.
That's when we talk. That's not an accurate description.
But it's not one day old for the last 24 hours.
That's not an accurate description. That we what we
old, you can even start earlier in the day.
In Shulchan Aruch it says the boy was chayv in mitzvahs 13 years and one day.
That's because he was born in the middle of the day. It's not a complete year. That's why, so he had another day to make sure he's 13.
No, not to be make sure. It's not to make sure. It's because the halacha is, I don't have the right words and the right ideas. But in Shulchan Aruch the halacha, a boy is chayv in mitzvahs when he's 13 years and one day. Why does it say one day when he's 13 years old? The way in English, we're brainwashed. When we talk about, oh, today's your birthday. You're right, today is the birthday. Today was the day that you were born on. But that really means that you are now into the next year. You're already into the next year. It's
only
a matter...
Only if it's past the time you were born.
No, it's already more than past time that you were born. Because a year is 365 days. If a person is born on Zion Adar, the last day is the next year, or the calendar day before. Right. That's the last day. When you go and you come to the anniversary of the day that you were born, you're now already 1 year, and you're in your first day of the next year. You're going already forward into the next year.
I disagree, but it's no point in arguing.
Okay, think about it. We can think about it. Now, what I'm going to say is not necessary for the Vart. I just want to add that point to this Vart. If you look at this, if you accept what I said to be correct, which I understand you don't want to agree with, but if you accept, then the words of Rashi don't make any sense. Rashi says, "Hayoim malu, I have concluded, I have completed yomai, my days, and ushinoisai." Now, what does that mean? That means, I'm suggesting, I understand, Mr. Millis, we have to analyze this more, but I'm suggesting this means today I have concluded. I was born Zion Adar. Zion Adar, 120 years ago at 12 p.m. That means the last day is Vav. Vav Adar at 12 p.m. So that means, what calendar date are we now standing on when Moshe makes the statement, Hayoy molu yomai ushinoisai? I conclude exactly 120 years. Vav Adar. And then Rashi contradicts himself. He says, Hayoyim biyoyim ze. On this day, noiladati biyoyim ze omos. That's not true. You're not, if today is the, on this day I was born, and on this day I'm going to die. Moshe died on Zion Adar. So Zion Adar was really 120 years in one day. It's not the same calendar day. How could Rashi say, B'yom zeh ne'lativ yom zeh? If Rashi first says, Hayom molu yom ayush noisai, my years are full, so I've reached now the end. The end is, Vav Adar, 12 p.m. So what is the calendar day today? Vav Adar. But then Rashi contradicts himself. Biyoim ze noiladati. Excuse me, you were not born today. You were born on Zion Adar. And Rashi just said that today it's Vav Adar. Ubiyoim ze omos. Something doesn't make any sense over here. Something over here is not right. So
let's go very simple. When we go, a week is from Sunday to Saturday?
Yes.
Or yes. However, in order to make it full, because Sunday, Hunolad, let's say he was born Yom Rishon, and he dies the Yom Rishon Haba, Nagid, so Loman Uyamar, because he was born in the middle of Sunday.
It was not a complete Sunday.
So in order to lemale hayamim b'shanim, you have to go to the next day.
Count the days.
Okay, I don't want to, let's not get bogged down on this.
It's simple. Count the days. If I was born Sunday at 10 o'clock, yeah. Monday 10 o'clock, I'm 1 day old. Tuesday, I'm 2 day old. The next day, I'm 3 days old, right? By the time you come to Saturday, 10 o'clock, you're now 7 days.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's
So now when you come to Sunday, it's now, you're in the next year. It says in Shulchan Aruch, a bar mitzvah bochar is chayiv in mitzvahs 13 years and one day.
By Monday?
It's Shulchan Aruch.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the seventh day. 10 o'clock.
Right.
The full cycle, pull exactly the same moment, it's exactly 7 days.
Monday.
We usually count the day you're born, we count that as the first day of your life. But it's not a complete day of your life.
Okay. But
all
right, let's not argue on this. Shulchan Aruch, it says, maybe I'm not saying it correctly, but Shulchan Aruch, it says, a bar mitzvah boy is chayv in mitzvah, halacha l'maisa, 13 years and one day. Okay, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in one day. Why does it say one day? Because it wouldn't say one day in Shulchan Aruch, it would indicate that he's chayv in mitzvah the one calendar day before his birth date. If he was born on Zayin Adar, the 13 years is concluded. Okay, let's not go into the fractions. Now you're getting me confused with the fractions now. If not for, let's assume Miksas Yom Kekulay. Okay, let's be very generous. Maybe that will solve the problem for some of us. Miksas Yom Kekulay. A bar mitzvah boy is born on Zayin Adar. Let's, Miksas Yom Kekulay, that's the first day of his life. When is his last day of the year, 13 years later, the last day, Miksas is Vav Adar. That is the Gemar, the conclusion of 13 years. The 13 years conclude Vav Adar. Zayin Adar is thus 13 years and one day. If Rashi begins by saying that Moshe is standing in front of us, and Hayoim Molu Yomai Ushenoisai, today is the last day of 120 years. The last day of Moshe was born on Zayin Adar, and Moshe makes a statement that today is the Milui. Today is the day when the number it fills up. It's the last day. That means today is Vav Adar. And then Rashi contradicts himself. And he says, B'yoim zeh noiladiti. Whoa, wait a minute, B'yoim, you weren't born today. If you just finished telling me that today is the Milui, is the last day of 120 years, that means it's Vav Adar. And then you say, B'yoim zeh noiladiti uv'yoim zeh amos. Excuse me, that's not correct. That's not correct. If today is the last day of your life, last day of 120 years, that automatically means that today is Vav Adar. And you, Moshe, were born on Zayin Adar. Mr. Maril, is that a little better? Let's ignore the fractions.
But it's all about the fractions.
No, it's not. Moshe Rabbeinu, let's ignore the fractions.
The eighth day, when you're born, right, on a Sunday, right, your bris is on a Sunday, because that's the eighth day of your life, because we count the Sunday as the first, then the eighth. But it's not necessarily eight complete days. The eighth day of your life. But it's not necessarily eight complete days.
Okay, so let's work with ignoring the fractions.
But you might have started.
Molu means, but okay, let's go further. We're going to work backwards. Okay, I don't want to spend the whole shiur on this. This is not important. Okay, this is not important. Okay, Avdov, let's go further. Okay, let's go further. We'll come back to this. It's not even so important at this point. Here's the point I want to make. What is the chiluk between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? There are only 100 different answers to that question. What exactly is the chiluk? Rosh Hashanah, l'chayru, you're focusing on the positive. There's no vidui on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippurim, we focus on arachatohim. You can say Rosh Hashanah, we focus on the future. The Yom Din, will we merit the future? Yom HaKippurim, we're coming to be mechaper for our various of the past. There are many mahalchim how to understand the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. I would like to suggest to you that there's a much more fundamental difference that's hinted to in this Rashi. Rosh Hashanah is a din on the Shonim. Yom HaKippurim, we focus on the day, on a single day. Happens through that every single year there are 365 days, two or 354 days, however you want to make the calculation, lunar, solar. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. The name says it all. It's the beginning of a new year. A year is a long period of time, relatively speaking. It is a composite of many different days. Yom HaKippurim, it's called Yom HaKodosh. Yom, the emphasis, it's Rosh Hashanah. No one says it's the Yom Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaKippurim is Yom HaKippurim. The pasuk says, Ki bayom hazeh yichaber aleichem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. The emphasis is on the Yom. In the Haftorah of Rosh Hashanah, the second day, it says in the Haftorah, Ushnas geulai bo. Was that that? That, that could be making. Could be that's Haftorah. I made a mistake. That's Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim. That's the Haftorah, the Shabbos before. The Shabbos Sois Osis. That's what it says in after the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Ushnas Geulai Bo. We're looking for the year of Geula. In the Haftorah of Yom HaKippurim from Yeshaya, it says, Yom Yom Yidroishun. Famous pasuk, talking about Dafyomi, Chazal Dash, about davening, that every single day counts. Yom Yom Yidroshun. If I could find it quickly, I'll read the whole pasuk, the beautiful pasuk. The emphasis is the day. There are two different dimensions to life. There is shonim, years, and there are yom. Now, the average person will tell you what's the chiluk between these two concepts. When you talk about this in the conceptually, is one is quantity of life, and one is quality. You hear many times some people, they said that he wasn't necessarily zeichet to arichas shonim, but he had arichas yomim. That's a very popular approach. I want to go down that level. I want to try to suggest from this Rashi is that the goal, the purpose of shonim is just practice so that you should come to appreciate the value of a single day. The more you practice, the more the value of life of a single day has meaning. Read that into Rashi. If you're going to read Rashi, Parshat Shad, it's a mamash contradiction. Cannot be that today is the last day of 120 years and today is also Zayin Adar. It's a contradiction. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Hayoy molu yomai ushnoisai. Today is the end of 120 years. And therefore, at the end of 120 years, I've had so much practice in appreciating the value of life. Now, when I come to my 120 years and one day, life is so valuable. It's ki'ilu, when I wake up in the morning, I cherish life to the degree where I can literally say when I wake up, moda ani, it's mamish today, it's like hayoim biyoim ze noiladiti. I woke up this morning, 6 o'clock, moda ani lefnecha melechai v'kayem elokai nishamosh nosat v'tohoirihi. To me, it's fresh. I appreciate it. I value life. Ki'ilu, I was born today. And the day is short. Hayom kotzar, hamalacha meruba, hapoel matzelim, balabayis doichek. And I know that I only have a short time left. When I get to the end of the day, I'm going to die. Life has so much value and meaning. I look at one day. When a person comes to the end of his life, all of a sudden everything becomes very important. He becomes very nervous and everything is very important. He begins to appreciate time. You don't have to go wait a whole life for that. Every single day when you wake up in the morning, you appreciate the value of life. Ki'ilu, today is the day that I was born. And you feel the pressure to accomplish and cherish every single moment, sensing that when it gets dark at night, I'm going to die. I better chaperayim. And 120 years of life was just practice for this day. And likewise, every single day that you go through in life, every year or every single day, is just practice for the next day. Moshe Rabbeinu says, today I'm really 120 years and one day. And let me give you a mussar of what I learned from 120 years of life. My Moshe was speaking, I've concluded 120 years. A lot of practice. That's a lot of practice living and cherishing life. And you know what the lesson is? The lesson is that the next day, that on this day that I'm alive today, I have an appreciation. It's not a literal statement of the today, this is the calendar day. And this was the day that I was born. No, no, no. This is not the day that I was born. If this is the day, if this is now Vav Adar, it's not the calendar day when I was born. The last statement of Rashi is the Musar of what I get out of life. The Musar of living a long period of time or living any period of time is value life. And when you wake up in the morning, cherish. B'yoim ze noiladati. I value life. It's as if I was born today. And b'yoim ze omos. And today, when the day is over, I'm going to die. And therefore, chaperein. Chatoy ve'echol, ki hay alma, ki behiluladamya. Rosh Hashanah is opportunities. Opportunity. Give us Hashem a year. It's the Yom HaDin. Ribbono shel Olam, we ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us opportunities to practice. To practice every... And then Yom HaKippurim, the focus is like Malochim on Yom HaKippurim. You don't eat, you don't drink, you behave, we're white. The whole Avodas HaYom is all about being doima to a Malach. It's a Yom HaDin on, did I take advantage of the opportunities? Did I practice? Did I cherish every single day? It's a din on. Did I take advantage of the opportunities? Rosh Hashanah is, give me a year. A year means every single day has incredible value, but every single day, besides the incredible value, it's also serving a dual purpose. It's practice for tomorrow. And tomorrow, oh, now comes the big event. Tomorrow, I wake up, it's like I was born anew. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to chaperein, chatoif echol. And when the day is over, oh, did I make it? Did I accomplish? And now what about the next? Oh, so now in retrospect, this day was practice for the next day. And each day in turn becomes practice for the next day. Rosh Hashanah is a din on the Shana, which means opportunities. Yom HaKippurim, Yoim, Yoim, Yidroishun. I really have to find the pasuk.
V'yosi, Yom Yom Yidroshim.
V'yosi, Yom Yom Yidroshim. The focus is on...
Maybe after the test.
The day. Okay, let me turn in the Chumash to the Haftorah. What page is in the Chumash? What page?
Page 624.
644.
624.
624. 6. What pasuk again?
42.
6. Oh, let's hear from this. Tamari. Tamari, what pasuk is it?
What?
No, that's you just know. No, it's Yishai. It's in Yishai. Here is pasuk Beis. V'yoim yidroishun. V'das derochai yechpotsun. You shall seek me out every single day. Ki bayoim hazeh yichaper aleichem letahar eschem mikol chataseichem. Yom HaKippurim, the focus is the day. The day. Rosh Hashanah, the focus is the year. So you want to say the pashup shot, quantity versus quality? Correct. No one's denying that. But there's something much deeper. What's deeper is that the advantage of having many shonim just gives you more practice. So that the next day, it's a quality day. It's a day of quality. And that day, in turn, in retrospect, in hindsight, was just practice for the next day. And that day is a practice for the next day. Every day itself has to have that quality. And in hindsight, because you have the quantity, it's practice for the next day. Moshe Rabbeinu Hayoim Molu Yomai Ushinoisai. Today is the last of the 120 years. And what do I get out of all this? What have I gained from reaching this milestone, a milestone of concluding 120 years? What's the takeaway? The takeaway is that the next time I wake up in the morning, I should look at my life, ki'ilu, the value life, ki'ilu, biyoim ze noiladati, uviyoim ze, almost, within 24 hours. If you don't value life, you don't care. You wake up, who cares? I was born today, what does it mean? Well, who cares I was born? It doesn't make a difference to me. The advantage of living a long life and appreciating life is it just gives you more practice to appreciate a single day of your life. And that's, we're now been keseh le'osar, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. We're now between the time when we were mespal for opportunities, for shanim, and now the test of Yom Kippurim is, I gave you shanim. I gave you years. I gave you, in every year there are 365 opportunities. Did you take advantage? Did you take advantage? Did you use every single day as practice for the next day? Did every single day really count? Did you fulfill the oisi yoim yidroishun? Did you behave like a malach? A malach is not worried about food and drink. A malach is here for a mission. Did you feel the depth of your purpose in this world to achieve the mission, like as if you were a malach elokim tzivakos? Did you fulfill that? Or no, you just wasted your time. I gave you all the opportunities and you just squandered them away. You let it just pass away. All right. We'll leave it with that.
You can add another thing here. Yom Zenonadity, I was born for a purpose.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
I did accomplish what I had.
Okay, you're saying a little bit different. You're saying a different idea. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. All right, I want to tell you another idea. Mm-hmm. Moshe over here, there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi over here says that Moshe says, I'm going to die. Like, how does he know he's going to die? Who ever says he's going to die? Okay. Rashi says, I'm going to die. Almost. Excuse me? It's a separate word now. Separate word. Where does it say in the Pasuk, almost? Where did Rashi get this from? Making this up. It says, all it says is, today I'm 120 years old. La'uchal oid lotseis v'lovo. I can't go out, can't go in. To Rashi says, Yoshua is now in charge. Okay, fine. V'Hashem amar elai. Hashem said to me, lo'y salvor es hayardin hazeh. So Moshe, you'll go in as a citizen, a private citizen. If you're voted out of office, what happens to you? You die? What happens when you're voted out of office? Nothing. You collect your pension. Oh, it doesn't say I'm going to die. Rashi is adding something into the pasuk that it doesn't say. Where? Another pasuk. But Rashi. Okay, so you want to bring in from another pasuk to say pshat what Rashi is saying. I'm not so sophisticated to know the whole Torah like Valve. Let's. I hear what you're saying. I respect what you're saying is certainly the pasuk pshat. Absolutely the pasuk. I want to tell you a drush. If you look at the pasuk at face value, it doesn't say I'm going to die.
It doesn't say as a citizen. It just says.
Hashem said to me,
Savo, you're not going to go over.
Fine, so I'll stay behind. I'll stay in the desert.
Time for Klal Yisrael to go over.
Fine.
And you're not going.
Okay, so where's he going to go, Moshe?
It means he's gone.
Where's gone?
It means base.
I'll go to Florida. I have a summer home in Florida.
No warrior left behind. No warrior is left behind.
Where does it say in this pasuk that Moshe has to. We're giving him a death sentence?
No way.
Okay. Rashi is giving him a death sentence. So it doesn't say. Rashi doesn't have to say, so Mamil, we know he's going to die. But Rashi adds in. It doesn't say it. Rashi's coming to, I'm going to die. Okay, we know he's going to die from other sources. why does Rashi have to give him a death sentence to not kill in the coffin? What's going on over here? So I want to say a drush. The drush is 99% of the time in the Torah, not 100%. I know it's not 100%. Maybe tomorrow we'll know the other 1% where it is. But 99% of the time it says, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar Dibor Vayidaber. How often does it say Vayoymer Hashem El Moshe? Not too often. Very rarely. There are places where it says, but not too often. Chazal said, what's the chilik between the word daber and the word vayomer? Daber is harsh. Kosha kegidin. It's harsh like the sinews. It's tough. Leadership. In fact, Rashi here says, dabor echol lador ve'ein shnei daborim lador. The word dabor has the same root as daber, a leader. A leader. Dalid beis reish means a manhig. A strong, powerful leader that gives orders. Lashon dibur. He tells you what to do. You follow orders. You don't follow orders, you're in a lot of trouble. Dabor echol lador ve'ein shnei daborim lador. There's a leader, a strong, powerful leader. Dibur is an expression of speech which has power and toikef. Authoritative speech. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, or he said to Moshe, you tell the Jewish people what to do. Lemar means tell them what to do. Amira, Beis Yaakov, Koy Soymar le Beis Yaakov. Noshim, you go gentle. You don't go scream at an Isha. Noshim, you have, it's a different mahalch. There's a degree of gentleness. Okay, it's a different mahalch. Amira. Over here, it says in the Pasuk, Vayem Aleim. Ben Mea Vesm Shan Anuchi Hayam, Leuchal Oy Lot Seis Vilavoy, Vahashem Omar Eli. Hashem was not Diber Eli. Moshe Rabbeinu is really in a state of trauma. This is not the way you talk to me, Hashem. I've been talking to you for 40 years. And every time we have a meeting, the El Moed, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. Hashem pumps up Moshe. He mamish pumps him up. Go to the Jewish people. Talk to them. Tell them to do this. You're bad. You're good. Azoy and Azoy. Do this. Do this. Vayidaber, vayidaber, vayidaber. Hashem didn't tell me I'm going to die. Hashem would never do that. Hashem doesn't operate. Hashem doesn't. It's not a bearer of bad news. But there's something not right. There's something not right. I went into the office today. Had a meeting with the boss. And he's just not talking to me the way he always does.
I would think that the Yidaber implies that there's a give and take.
No, I'm not saying that. It's another mahal. Vayidaber is a dibur is a harsh, powerful statement. Koshe kegidin. Daber also has the connotation of the word a leader. Every time I spoke to Ribbono Shel Olam for the last 40 years, I walked in, Moshe. You're the leader of the Jewish people. Tell them the following message. Do this, do this, do this. Be strong. I came into the office today and Hashem is sitting down quietly. Moshe, let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about, did you like lunch? What do you have for lunch today? How is the salad? What are they serving downstairs?
What number are you?
What number, right. Moshe, what's going on in life? How are your children? What's going on, Moshe? What is this? This is not the way you talk to me. When Hashem talks to Moshe, Hashem talks business. We talk shop. We don't talk about the grandchildren. Hashem, v'Hashem Omar Eli. Today's a different day. Hashem's whole tone has changed. He's talking to me like I'm an Isha. He's very gentle with me. I know what that means. My time is up. My time, it's a pink slip, exactly. My time is up. Hayoim noiladati, hayoim omos. Because Hashem's manner of speech is too delicate. It's like when the doctors come in, they say, no, there's no, we're not going to give any medicine, you know, Rahman al-Islam. It's a whole different manner of speech. Hashem Omar Eli. Hashem for 40 years was Diber Eli. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem Omar. I know what that means. Hayoim noiladiti vehayoim omos. I get the message. Haftorah. We, maybe that was true for Moshe. Shuva Yisrael. Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ki choshalta ba'avaynecha. Kechu imochem divorim. The Haftorah of this week's Parsha Shabbos Shuva. Don't get the wrong message. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Omar Eli. But Hashem is just passing the baton. Klal Yisrael, you're big boys now. You're big boys now. You don't need Moshe Rabbeinu. It's time to grow up. Moshe Rabbeinu trained you for 40 years. You can stand on your own. Hashem was Omar El Moshe. Moshe's mission was mission accomplished. Hashem was Omar. Hashem Omar Eli. Now, Klal Yisrael, you reflect on those 40 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's lessons of Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. You carry with you the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. You carry with you Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. You're mature. You're 40 years, you've been trained by Moshe for 40 years. Kichu imochem divorim. There's no more divorim coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's done. Hashem Omar Eli. And now it's your role, Klal Yisrael, to take the divorim. Now that the divorim have stopped coming, now collect them, gather them. And take those devarim with you. Kichu imochem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. That's the Haftarah. That's the message. Rashi saw in the words of Moshe, Omar Eli, and as we can't stress, we can't, and we pick up where that leaves off with the Haftarah. Moshe, unfortunately, his time has come. We now go further. Okay.
That contradicts. Look at the mafteh of Hazenu. By Daber Hashem El Moshe, Be'etzem Hayom Hazel Lemo, Ale El Ha Ha'avarim Hazel.
That's a command. He's telling him, but that's not a Klal Yisrael. It's not a kasha. I hear what you're saying. Okay, another time. I don't think it's a kasha. This is a Jewish Rashi on the pasuk says Hayoyim Amos. I'm trying to pick up on where Rashi got that from, and I'm trying to connect that now to the Haftorah that although Moshe Rabbeinu he passed away, it doesn't mean he's gone. You have to carry on his legacy. That is what Teshuvah is all about, to carry it forward. Now let me just tell you a quick thing about the Haftarah. This week, now this is very complicated, what the Haftarah. Which Haftarah do you learn? We violate every rule in the book this week, Shabbat Shuvah. We learn three Haftarahs. I want to tell you now, a very wild Jewish, not so wild, your opinion will be is fine. We learn this week, it's Shabbat Shuvah. Some call it Shabbat Teshuvah. If you call it Shabbos Shuva, you name it after the Haftarah. If you call it Shabbos Teshuva, we're now in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So the Shabbos that's in the middle of the 10 days of repentance, it's called the Hasidim, more or less call it Shabbos Teshuva. The Litvaks, the Kalta Litvaks, they call it Shabbos Shuva after the Haftarah. Because, you know why? Pasha, because the Hasidim, they're very emotional. So they do teshuvah. The Litvaks, there's no emotion. So it's just science. This week we learn the Haftorah of Shabbat Shuvah. So we call it Shuvah. Not everyone gets my humor. What can I do? All right.
What's the drash we can learn?
What?
What's the drash called? Shabbat Shuvah drash?
That depends. By the Hasidim, it's called the Shabbos Teshuvah Drasha. And by the Litvaks, it's called the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. Okay, now, what's the Haftarah? Guess what? There are three Haftarahs. You learn from Hosea. Shuva Yisrael Hoshea. Then you learn from Yoel. V'Hashem Nosan Koloi Lifnei Cheloi. And then you learn from Micha. Mikel Kamoicha, the Psukim of Tashlich. Why do you learn from three Haftaris? So the answer is because we don't want to end off. There are two main reasons. Reason number one, there are only 9 Psukim. The rule is you're supposed to learn on Shabbos from the Haftarah 21 Psukim. 3 Psukim for each Aliyah. There are 7 Aliyahs, so we have to really learn 21 Psukim. Shuva Yisrael only has 9 psukim. So we got to learn something else. So we'll go and we'll learn from Yoel. Why Yoel? Yoel was a contemporary of Hoshea. No, I made a mistake. I think I made a mistake. Put that on the side for now. Whatever, that's not important for now. We have to be mashlim. So we learn from another prophet. That's one reason. Another reason is because we do not want to end off a davara. Ufoyshim yikosh lubam. The sinners stumble in them in not doing the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's a davara. In order not to end off on a bad note, so we learn from another prophet. Now, why then do we learn from Mikel Kamoicha? Because they're nice psukim tashlich. It's the spirit of the day. And the truth is a very, very famous Dogel Meravava, and he says that what we do today is just basically a printer's mistake. And he explains that it used to be that sometimes Shabbos Shuva can be Hazinu, and sometimes Shabbos Shuva can be Vayelech. When Shabbos Shuva is Vayelech, then we're supposed to learn from Micha. Just lein Shuva Yisrael, and then lein Mikel Kamoicha. But when Shabbos Shuva is Hazinu, then you lein from Yoel, because in this Haftarah it talks about rain. Just like Hazinu Hashamayim Va'adabera V'sishmaritz Imrifi, it also is a similar theme that's mentioned in the Haftarah from Yoel. So there, that's the more appropriate thing. We anyway have to lane another section because we do not want to end off on a davara. So it used to be the custom that if Shabbos Shuva is Parshas Hazinu, they will be mashlim with Yoel. But if Shabbos Shuva is Vayelech, then you masayim with Hoshea. But what happened over the years? Everyone got mixed up. What are you learning this? Last year you learned Micha. Last year you learned Yoel. So you know what? We'll learn them both. And over the years, because of all of the confusion, it morphed into, you know what? Everyone is so confused. Just learn them all. Learn them all. Learn all three, because people can't keep cheshen. People are just going to fight. Just learn them all.
When you learn off a cloth, what do they do?
They have to roll. They have to roll the cloth. Correct. They have to roll the cloth. I'm the roller. The rough, he lanes from the cloth, and I'm the roll. You have to know what you have to do. So whatever we do. Now the whole shaila, do you go backwards?
Yeah, right.
Can you go backwards? So in Chaim Berlin, they were the last holdout where the Itaka went backwards until recently, where they changed the minhag and they don't go backwards anymore. It lives like only a couple of years. Changed the minhag. Chaim Berlin, they used to go backwards. They used to lane, I don't remember the whole way, but now they do like with the Chumash, they go forwards. It used to be you go back, whatever. Now, there's a very big problem doing this because it's a Beferisha Gemara, an open book, it says that it is categorically forbidden to be medaleg minavi linavi. When you read the Haftarah, you only read from one prophet. You don't go jump from one prophet to another prophet. So how then can you lane from three? A big enough chiddush to jump from one to the other.
Trey also, you were about
to. Oh, so the answer is Trey also, since it's one book. So this is an exception. It's a very difficult answer because the words, the prohibitions to be medalik minavi linavi. There's more than just tircha ditzibura. Every navi has their own signoin. Every navi has their own style, their own approach. And when you read, you're medalek from one Navi to another Navi, even though it may not be Tircha Ditzibura, because they're all contained in one book of Trei Asar, it still very taxing to the mind to adjust to this Navi. And every Navi is a world to himself. But Shabbos, Parshas, Shabbos, Shuva, we make that exception. We violate the rule. Halacha allows it. That's what the Gemara says. We are medaleg. The words are medaleg minavi lenavi. So I just wanted to say a joke. What's takadab shat? Only Shabbos, Shuvah, medal. They couldn't find something in Hoshea. There are many, many solutions. The Teretz is, al derech drush, we want to be ma'oirer of the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu, we describe the Dodi, our beloved. Hinei. I've got the pasuk, unfortunately. He's medaleg al hehorim, mekabetz al hagvaois. Doime doidi litzvi oyle oifer hoayolim. Hine ze oimed achar kosleinu mashkiach menachalonais. We want to invoke that pasuk of being medaleg al hehorim. Chazal explain what does mean al hehorim. Medaleg are the avos. The avos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he brings the geula. He's medaleg. He skips over the drasha. We learned the drasha many times. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, although it may not yet be the time for Mashiach to come, Hashem says, you know what? It doesn't matter. We can skip over all of the formalities, all of the cheshbonos, all of the chevle, the tsar chevle leida. Medaleg. We'll skip over all the tsars. Why? Al, on the account of Hehorim. Al tikre Hehorim ella Horim. Our forefathers. Mekabeitz al hagvois, Hashem will skip over all the tsaros of Klal Yisrael. In the zchus of the gvois is the imois. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's right there. Hine ze oimed achar kosleinu, he's right behind the wall. Mashkiach menachaloinois meitzitz menacharakim, he's looking right at us. He's sheltering us, he's protecting us. We're medaleg. We bedavka, we go to our horim, the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are no less our horim than the Avos HaKadoshim. No less than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Avos. We medaleg bein HaNevi'im. On Shabbos Shuvah, we're desperate. It's a Shabbos of desperation. You break all the rules when you're desperate. You break all the rules. I remember we spoke about Mashiach, Tekiyah Gedoyla. I asked this on Rosh Hashanah to a whole bunch of people, no one has the answer. How? There's no Mikar to blow a Tekiyah Gedoyla. Mamish, no Mikar. You find it, get a prize. There's no Mikar. So how then is the Makri allowed to say, Mafsik, Tekiyah Gedoyla? If the Makri, he announces, he's a hypocrite. Chasham. Don't be Mafsik. From the brachas to the very end of davening, no hafsaka allowed. And he violates. He says, Tekiyah Gedoyla. Excuse me, Tekiyah Gedoyla. Where does it say Gedoyla? It doesn't say Gedoyla anywhere.
Art scroll?
Where do they get it from? Where did this come from? The answer is, V'hoya bayamahu yitaka b'shoifer godol, Mashiach, pikuach nefesh. Pikuach is a Jewish, pikuach nefesh. Tekiyah Gedoyla. Don't confuse me with the facts. Tekiyah Gedoyla. Mashiach, where are you? V'hoya bayayimahu yitaka b'shoifer gadol.
That's the tekiyah at the end.
Yeah, that's the end, right. Right, the tekiyah at the end. No, not Yom Kippur, I'm talking about Rosh Hashanah. That also, all the tekiyah Gedoyla, we have a whole discussion, one of the reasons, it's the Zel Bazach. You're not allowed to be medalek. Be Navi Lenavi. What are you doing? It's the Ferish Gemara. Ein medalgin mi Navi Lenavi. Ah, Treyasa is an exception. That's a technical answer. You know the homiletic answer is? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medalek al hehorim. In the zuchus of our hoirim, Hashem is medalek. He's medalic over the formalities, all of the different steps that are in the protocol of the coming of Mashiach, the Tzar Chevle Mashiach, there's a lot of steps, there are a lot of protocols, the whole manual. There's a whole manual of how Mashiach comes. Forget about the manual. Medaleg al Hehorim bekabetz al Hagvois. Doime doidi litzvi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzvi and an ayol, which skip the whole nature of the tzvi and the ayol. They are medaleg. Doime doidi litzvi le'ofer ha'yolim. Hine ze'omer achak kosleinu, he is mashkiach ben achalonis. May the prophets, which we are medaleg on, and may all of the learning be for us a zechus, that we should be zoichem yirtz Hashem to a wonderful year of Tehi Shnas Pilois Gidoilim. A shnas of pre-gofen. The pre-gefen. Pre-gefen, pe-gimel, pre-gefen. The fruit of the gefen, the gefer, the shomer from sheishis and mebreishis, should be presented. And there should, by extension, every time you make a simcha, you make a boire pre-ha-gofen. It should be a year of simchos by everyone in Klal Yisrael and v'gam anu b'soicham. And we should be zoicha to a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much for coming.
Amen.
And Mirz Hashem will pick up on Monday. Monday we're back in business.
Thank you.
Amen.